We welcome you, Lord, we welcome you. This is your house, your home. We welcome you today. This is your house, your home. We welcome you, Lord, we welcome. This is your house, your home. We welcome you today. Lord, we welcome you today.
Hallelujah. Never take for granted what God is doing in this place. Hallelujah. Every time you come for this meeting, realize that it's an opportunity for you to meet with Him. Hallelujah. So that you don't just come and not receive. We want you to leave with something that will make a mark in your life. In the name of Jesus. Welcome everyone around you. Thank you for coming. Please hug someone. Hallelujah. Jesus. Tonight's teaching is very powerful. Hallelujah. There are certain times in our lives when God brings messages that can alter our destinies. Every message is important. I believe it is powerful. But there are certain times when God just steps in and grants you keys and revelations that will make you so powerful and so blessed. I believe that if you take seriously what you are going to hear tonight, it will open us to new dimensions of glory in the name of Jesus. Help us tonight, dear Spirit of God. You are the only helper we have. Grant us grace in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. One of the greatest assets that a Christian can have in his life is not just the ability to pray. It's not just the ability to study God's word. It's not even just the ability to love God. But one of the greatest assets that a believer can have is the ability to interpret spiritual things. Hallelujah. The ability to relate the things that happen in the earth realm from the perspective of the heavens. The Bible says the sons of Issachar had an understanding of the times. Praise God. When in the days of Belshazzar, the Bible says that there was a handwriting that came from the realm of the spirit and wrote on the wall, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin. And no man, including the soothsayers and the magicians, could interpret it. Hallelujah. One of the greatest assets that we need in these days as believers is to contend for that place in the spirit where we are able to interpret the handwritings that are on the wall so that we can understand the things that the Holy Ghost is doing. We can understand the pathways in the spirit. And this is what we seek to enforce in this place. All the principles that we teach in this place, all of the times of prayer and impartation, is to open us to that point in the spirit where we are able to relate with spiritual things. For the Bible says, The natural man does not understand the things of the spirit. Why? Because it takes a level of discernment in the spirit to interpret it. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I was excited when the Lord asked me to share what I'm about to share tonight, because I believe that someone's life will never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Tonight, I'm teaching on a subject I title Activating Breakthroughs. Activating Breakthroughs. And then you put a colon. The Ministry of Destiny, help us. Activating Breakthroughs. Colon. The Ministry of Destiny, help us. The beauty of Christianity, please listen, look up. The beauty of Christianity is that every time we relate to God, either in worship, in fastings, in prayer, there is always a response from heaven. Hallelujah. A response from heaven to this earth realm. Hallelujah. And so God responds to us by releasing miracles, by releasing signs, wonders, by granting us the ability to partake of his success. Hallelujah. Christianity will be very unfair on the part of God if the believers do not have an opportunity to participate in the love and the honor and the glory that God carries. I love the song that the worship team just rendered. That not only does God want to use us, but he wants us to have the opportunity to partake of everything that he has. It establishes our oneness and his desire to bless us. Hallelujah. And so the subject of breakthrough has been something on my mind. I've seen churches and ministries passionate about God, passionate about the things of God. I've seen ministries that fast, that pray, call upon the name of God. They walk in holiness and righteousness. But not many of their congregations ever truly experience breakthroughs. Hallelujah. The sick people come, they go back sick. The oppressed people come, they go back oppressed. The only notable thing that happens in that environment is that there are souls being saved. And while that is wonderful and great, what about families that are in bondages? What about destinies that have been tied down? What about people who need to step into the blessings of God? Hallelujah. And eventually, the congregations begin to ask questions and say, is God not interested in our personal well-being? Is he just interested in using us for his glory? Is he just interested in watching us pray and fast, you know, interceding for souls and so on and so forth? Is he just interested in seeing us serve him? What do we have? What package has he designed? Is he insensitive to our needs? Is he unaware of the challenges that our families have? Hallelujah. Is he aware that there are doors that have been closed over families and destinies? If yes, is he interested in doing anything about it? Hallelujah. And it's important that as we minister to God's people, we open them up to everything that can be obtained in God. By God's grace, we teach you prayer. We teach you how to walk in the word. We teach you how to live in obedience to God. But we must also expose you to the dimensions of God that can release breakthroughs in your life. Hallelujah. That's why we take testimonies every week, as a symbol of what God is doing in the lives of his people. Because you see, when you receive personal results in your life, you are motivated to follow God. That may not be your primary reason, but it can motivate you. Is that true? When you receive phone calls like the gentleman who just shared, where's the gentleman that shared about his mom? You can imagine Now he comes for the meeting, and then while he's sitting under the atmosphere of God's presence, his mom gets healed somewhere. Hallelujah. Do you believe this guy has been motivated to press more into God? Believers are motivated. If you're, see, he said, when John the Baptist sent that they should ask Jesus Christ if he was the Messiah, he didn't answer the disciples. He just turned and began to heal the sick, began to do miraculous things. And then when he was done, he told the disciples, say, go and tell John what you have seen. In other words, the kingdom of God should find visible expression. The kingdom of God represents the entirety of God's sovereignty, his power. If God is as powerful as we preach, if God is as great, if he's as loving and caring as we teach, then don't you think that at a point in your life should experience some testimonies that can encourage you, that you can have a message for yourself and say, I have seen the hand of God in my life. I have seen the intervention of God. I've seen breakthroughs in my families. And I told God something. I said, Lord, I never want to be part of a ministry that does not have results. Hallelujah. I don't want to just come and deceive God's people. And it's not enough just to fall down and stand up. If you're falling down, it's not producing results, you will get angry one day. Hallelujah. But thank God we have a God that is alive and is doing wonders in our midst. Hallelujah. And so I'm sharing on activating breakthroughs. In my personal life and in my journey in the spirit, there are four things that characterize seasons of breakthrough in a man's life. Please take this teaching very seriously. Four things. Every time a man is about to step into prophetic defining moments, moments of breakthrough, I'm not just talking of one testimony here, realms of breakthrough where God is about to step into a life and truly do something notable. There are four things that happen when you approach that season of your life. I'm teaching you this so that you can know and relate with these seasons when they come. Hallelujah. Again, one of the things I learned watching the film Lord of the Rings is the fact that they were warriors from different kingdoms. And what made these people warriors was not just the ability to fight, but the ability to understand seasons. Hallelujah. When other men just stumbled into seasons, those men could look and discern. I remember one of them looking and seeing a red cloud, and he said blood had been shed in the night. The ability to look. When other people are just looking, you are standing from a plane in the spirit, and you are saying, this has happened because something is happening. The wise men. Hallelujah. The wise men saw a star. And while other people were saying, why is the earth shining like this? They understood that this is a message in the realm of the spirit that they ought to respond to. Hallelujah. So while the star was supposed to lead men to where Jesus was, some other people just looked and they were moving around and they were happy. Yet others were taking advantage of the seasons. So I don't just want you to interpret the happenings around life from an earth realm. Hallelujah. I want you to be able to see prophetic things, that when you see handwritings on the wall, you don't just pass it. Many people have missed out on seasons of breakthrough because they have not been taught to discern moments of breakthrough in their life. Many families would have risen from where they are into the prophetic destiny that God has for them, but because they do not know how to understand spiritual things. So follow me tonight. Four things. Number one, when a major season of breakthrough is about to open up in your life, the first thing that happens is that there is an unusual impartation of the spirit of prayer. An unusual impartation of the spirit of prayer. Whenever you begin to sense an irresistible urge to pray. An irresistible urge to pray, not just to pray with in a group. Know that these are prophetic signposts. These are languages in the spirit that are pointing to you that you are about to step into a major season of breakthrough. And I will explain to you why these things happen. Spirit of prayer. How many of you have sat down and suddenly you cannot tell? It's not like you are not prayerful, but maybe over a period of 3 or 4 days or 1 week, you cannot rest. You are praying every time. You are partnering with what is happening in the realm of the spirit. You may not even know, but because you have yielded yourself to the Holy Spirit must not always speak to you. His ultimate desire is to lead you, not just to speak to you. That your body comes to a point where even without speaking to you, you can permit him to carry out what the Bible says. The Holy Ghost drove Jesus to the wilderness. He didn't say, Jesus, let's go. Jesus's body was so yielded to the Holy Ghost that he just found himself moving at the impulse of the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says the wind bloweth where it listeth. You cannot tell where it's coming or where it's going. Such is one who is led of the Spirit. So every time you are about to step into prophetic seasons of breakthrough, you know what a breakthrough is? A breakthrough is when the barrier that is limiting you from stepping into the next level of your life is about to be lifted or is lifted. That's a breakthrough. When there is a stronghold, when there is a mountain, when there is a limitation, when there is a resistance that would not allow you to push through to that next level of life in destiny. By whatever spiritual agency, when that barrier is lifted, we call it a breakthrough. So number one, what? The spirit of prayer. Suddenly you see someone who may not even pray for an hour, but you find out that there is grace to pray. Grace to pray. While you're praying, it's like there's an endless supply. While you're praying, you can sense in the spirit that things are happening. You cannot tell what it is that is happening, but you know that the more you press, your prayer is doing something and is having an effect in your spirit directly. Sometimes you begin to pray and you get to a point in your spirit where you can even start laughing. I'm not talking of laughing in the spirit. Joy that you cannot explain, because a chord is being hit in the spirit. But many people, when they get to that point, because they do not know the significance of that dimension of prayer, they do not partner with the angels to bring in complete breakthroughs. And they go back and miss out on cycles and seasons of breakthrough that would have come. Are you getting blessed? Number two, when you are about to enter a prophetic season of breakthrough in your life, the second thing that happens is an unusual grace to give. An unusual grace to give. An unusual grace. When you are about to step into those prophetic seasons, suddenly you lose value of everything around you. You just know that I can give anything and it won't matter again. When that begins to happen to you, take note. Have you gotten to a point where you sit down and just look at your clothes and you can carry about 20 or 30% of them and just say, I'm going to sew it? And I tell you, there is a dissociation between you and those things. It's because you are about to step into a new level. You see how many of you have missed out on such seasons because you did not know how to take advantage. If you could take advantage of it, you would have stepped into major seasons of breakthroughs. This that I'm teaching you is born out of the word of God and practical experiences. Hallelujah. There are many of you who can just be walking and the next thing God tells you, go for a retreat quick. You are supposed to travel. God just summons you and says, go for a retreat. The moment that happens, make sure nothing is too important to make you cancel that appointment. Hallelujah. Because that's not just your normal prayer for spiritual growth. It is a call to contend with the things in the heavens so that you will step into a prophetic season in your life. So number one, the spirit of prayer, an unusual urge to pray, to travail in the spirit. You just find yourself blessing the Lord. Kaboshata katabaladaba. Manda kratosa talabakaya. You are sleeping in the night and God wakes you. That sleep cannot come back again. And you are just praying in the spirit. That's a sign that a door is about to open for you in the spirit. But many of you wake up, and when you see your colleague sleeping, just say, Kai, let me just 15 minutes exactly. By the grace of God, I won't add 15 minutes. You even put one leg down on your bed so that you can wake up. And you wake up and see that it's 6 o'clock. And you see, the Holy Spirit does not struggle with the human spirit. Are you listening to me? Because it's not a demon. The moment he begins to communicate to you, it's a language in the spirit. He's telling you, watch this. Something is happening in the realm of the spirit. Can you stand so that you will step into this major season? Hallelujah. Number two, an unusual urge to give. I'm not just talking of giving money alone, but suddenly you get to the point where nothing that you have is like a string that connects the things that you have and you is suddenly broken away from your life. And you know at that point, if God asks you to empty your bank account or if God asks you to give anything, you can lose it, including your family members. It's not like you don't love them. I'm just giving you languages in the spirit. You know that there's nothing. And you find out that, you know that by the kind of songs you sing in your place of prayer. You begin to sing songs of surrender and commitment. You don't even know why you are singing those songs. Have they ever raised a song for you and you know this is not the song that communicates what God is saying? It's not bad, but this is not the song. Hallelujah. When you step in church and they just sing a song, we can sing a powerful song like more of you. It's nice, but it doesn't strike a chord in your spirit. And even you think you are backsliding. No. You just sit down, you are not connecting. You are even feeling guilty about it. You are wondering why you are not connecting. Hallelujah. Then suddenly they raise another song. I lay it all down again. And you start crying. You don't even know what is happening. It's a reaction to a season that your spirit is relating with. The moment they begin to sing that song, anything that has to do with laying it down, forgetting about it, you know, your spirit picks it up. And that's the song you're just singing. May not make sense to you, but you are getting into defining moments that will open up prophetic seasons of breakthrough. Are you getting blessed tonight? Number three, when you are about to step into major seasons of breakthrough, I mean major seasons, number three, there will be an unusual confrontation from the kingdom of darkness. Suddenly, you notice that it's as if all hell is breaking loose over you. As if the devil just told all the demons, say, look, just leave everybody. Chase Wumi. Find Wumi anywhere you see her. Look for her. Hallelujah. Have you seen people like that? So it looks like the more they are praying for you, the issue is getting worse. Hold on. That's the time to begin to see from the realm of the spirit. Because many people are taught to judge these things. Do you know why? You see, Satan does not know your future. But the moment a prophetic word is uttered, what happens? There is an unusual manifestation of angelic activities. Suddenly, it sends a signal in the realm of the spirit. What? Because they know that Satan knows he was an angel before, I hope you know. So he knows that every time there is an unusual dispatch of angels, something is about to be translated from the realm of the spirit into this realm. Hallelujah. And suddenly, confrontations from the power of darkness, they begin to bring arrows of discouragement, impatience, procrastination, offense. Suddenly you find out that a major season is about to enter your family and your father and mother are quarreling for trivial issues.
Why did you bring the tea in this green cup? Is this the cup I use every day? And you are wondering, you are like, daddy, what is this whole thing? If you learn to judge from the spirit, you see why you start by unusual ability to pray, because there will be contentions. Are you getting blessed tonight? Suddenly, you are just getting offended with people for reasons they cannot tell. Someone looks at you and say, beautiful hair. You say, hey, mock me. Even you are finding, what is wrong? People say you are being so edgy. You are being offensive. What is wrong? Say, even me, I don't know what is happening. But God is telling you, go and pray, because you are stepping into prophetic moments. Are you listening to me? The powers of darkness are finding access points that they can step into your life and on legal grounds hinder what God wants to do. Are you seeing why praise is a tool for victory? You see why God will give you? Are you seeing that? This is why sometimes when breakthroughs are about to come, God will distract you with praise, so that before you realize the breakthrough can come. So you lock yourself and you are just dancing in it. You don't even know why you are dancing. Because with joy shall you draw out of the wells of salvation. Many people have lost it at this point. Suddenly you find out that everybody is just offending you. You are about to go and pray. You are sensing in your spirit. And somebody comes and says, let me tell you something. Selina, I wouldn't have told you, but let me tell you. Do you know what your sister said? And you are like, what again? These are dangerous seeds that will stop you from entering prophetic moments of your life. Hallelujah. Or you are about to go and pray and then a call comes. And your mother says, do you know what happened?